Leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, says dialogue between Islam and Christianity provides an opportunity for an increased common ground and the manifestation of truth. Iran's leader made the remarks during a meeting with the visiting Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban here in Tehran. Lebanese army and Al-Qaeda-affiliated Nusra Front terrorist group have exchanged prisoners. The swap happened near the northern city of Arsal, close to Syria's border. Lebanon's military received 16 soldiers and policemen in exchange for 13 Nusra Front militants under tight security. The German cabinet has passed the mandate allowing the military to assist the campaign against the ISIL terrorist group in Syria. The package offers military assistance to France, which includes surveillance planes, a naval frigate, and up to 1,200 troops. The one-year mandate needs a parliamentary approval. Israeli forces shoot and kill two Palestinians, including a female teenager, following alleged stabbing attacks in the occupied West Bank. Reports say the young girl died of injuries in the city of Tulkarm as Israeli soldiers prevented medics from reaching her. Millions of Shia Muslim pilgrims from around the globe are pouring into the holy city of Karbala in Iraq to commemorate Arba'in. The occasion marks 40 days after the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein, the grandson of Prophet Muhammad. Security has been beefed up to prevent possible terrorist attacks. The U.S. National Women's Studies Association, that is, has passed a resolution to join the international boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement against Israel. The measure passed by an overwhelming majority at the organization's annual conference. In January, the association released a statement in solidarity with Palestinians. Saudi warplanes have bombed a village in the Yemeni province of Taiz, leaving at least three civilians dead. Earlier, four people, including a child, were killed in bombardments in Taiz and Ib provinces. More than 7,200 Yemenis have lost their lives since Riyadh unleashed its devastating offensive in March. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says he'll step down if Russia's allegations regarding Ankara's oil trade with ISIL are proven. Speaking on the sidelines of the UN climate summit in Paris, Erdogan stressed that Turkey imports all its required oil and gas legally.